This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for joining with us today for the Gun Owners News Hour. We want to talk about a book that's been written by Dan Wass, a small businessman, a musician, and obviously someone who's done his homework about the Second Amendment, managed to get an endorsement from one of my favorites, Jan Morgan, who's a regular, I believe, on Fox Business News. And Dan has written a book, Good Guy, Bad Guy. Good Gun, Bad Guy, and I think that kind of tells you a lot if you are familiar with the debate. In a word, nothing wrong with a gun, it's the guy. And he, as the subtitle says, goes behind the lies of the anti-gun radical. It's really an amazing debate. It's a debate that's been conducted trying to show that the arguments brought forth by the Dianne Feinsteins and the Charles Schumers in the Senate and others in the Congress who want to take our guns away just are not so. And so if you want to get a really great, handy compendium of the arguments, both pro and con, because, Dan, I think one of the things you've done very well is to fairly represent what the other side says, even to, and this is probably where you're not going to be very popular, quoting what they have actually said from time to time in the past, and then just peeling it apart like an onion, showing what really is going on, what the facts really were involving that particular statement. So you've done us a real service because in a fairly slim book, you've, I think, boiled down the arguments, and I think for that you are to be commended. Thank you very much for writing Good Gun, Bad Guy.
Well, thank you, Larry, and I can't believe I'm talking to the Larry Pratt. It's really an honor, and so thank you, and I'm really glad that you appreciate, you know, the book and what I've done. I did it because I really got tired of watching anti-gun politicians and media use everything they could, every strategy, create strategies and lies and false narrative and all this stuff.
It is tiring, yes.
It really is. And to demonize, just for the sole purpose of demonizing guns and gun owners to push their agenda, a corrupt agenda. So that's why I wrote it. I'm glad you appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, it's a book that I hope our members will want to go and add to their library because it's going to make discussions around the dinner table, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, a little bit easier because one thing that I have found is that if the other side wants to lose their cool during a discussion, that's okay. Let them go. They can't really hurt you, presumably, because you are not exactly defenseless. So let them go. And when they come back down for breath, then you can lay out some more facts, some more questions. And really what your book is, in a way, is a bit of a rehearsal for debate because you have given the arguments of the other side rather fulsomely, and I think rather accurately, when you quote whole paragraphs have said in the past, that really it's not something that you're just making up on the fly. And they probably – I hope someday they'll be sorry they wrote the silly stuff they did.
Yeah, well, when you start to – when you really look at what they're saying, it's interesting and it's very revealing. The problem is most of the time people don't read into what they're actually saying and the mm-hmm. influence that their words and accusations have, even though it's false accusations it still has an effect on the way we think about guns and the way we internally use these comments, and it helps form opinion in people's brains, regardless of the fact that whether it's true or not.
You throw enough mud up on the wall, and some of it may well stick.
Yes, exactly. And terminology is their favorite thing. I mean, this is what obviously we've heard the term gun violence, and I always use this one because it's the mother of all anti-gun terminology, gun violence.
Yes.
Why do you think they put those two words together?
A focus group, more than one, I'm sure. They paid a lot of money to find out that those two words put together the way you just did, gun violence, can cause unimaginable harm when introduced in the debate. Because if they're not dissected and rebutted immediately, then there's this unrebutted accusation, argument, fact of gun violence out there, and there is no such thing, as you point out rather fulsomely. There is no such thing. So, I'm glad you dealt with that.
It's easy to make that assumption because we hear it so often that, you know, we assume, you know, and I don't care if you are the most pro-gun person on the planet. If you hear something often enough, you start to adapt that mindset.
It's as Minister Goebbels said, the Hitler minister of, I believe it was information, but he was one of the cabinet members for Hitler, and he was well known for having said that if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes the truth.
Yeah, and Larry Holder had a had a very disturbing quote that I put in the book, and I don't know if you remember reading it. If you don't mind, I'll read it right out of the book.
This is from our dear Attorney General Eric Holder, right?
Exactly. This was in 1995. He said, "I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way."
Now, that's right out of the school of Goebbels' propaganda from Nazi Hitler, Nazi Germany. Just amazing that he would say something as brazen as that. And that wasn't the only time that he had made those kinds of statements. So it wasn't a one-off slip. He didn't have too many drinks at that time. He apparently has said this often. This is what he's tried to do, and I'm sure his successor in the Attorney General's office has had the same objective. They want our guns, and I don't think, frankly, and I think you kind of have the same view in your book. It's coming through. They know what they're saying is not true. At least I think many of them do. But that's not all that important because, as the announcer for this show has often said, remember, it's not just about gun control. It's about control.
Well, absolutely. And now that you brought that up, I think it's probably appropriate that I mention in the book, I profile anti-gunners into two categories. Now, this is an important piece that I don't think people recognize. Because a lot of times people just think there's anti-gunners and there's pro-gunners, but there's not. There are two categories of anti-gunners, and the first one I call the anti-gunner, and that's typically people who don't like guns, they're scared of guns, they never had any real experience with them.
Exactly.
But they've been manipulated by the media and by, you know, politicians. They don't necessarily want our rights taken away, but they would be happy if guns were heavily regulated. That's the anti-gunner. Now, the anti-Second Amendment radical, as I call them, they do want our rights taken away.
That's the distinction, I think, that's been very well made in your book, Good Gun, Bad Guy, by Dan Woss, spelled W-O-S. Folks, we're going to be back and talk some more about the really excellent information that he's collected in Good Gun, Bad Guy. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dan Woss, spelled W-O-S. The book that we're talking about that he has written is Good Gun, Bad Guy. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on his website at goodgunbadguy.com. And we were talking about two basic kinds of gun owners as we went into the break. One is the person that doesn't know much about guns, and I would submit rightfully is somewhat afraid of them because they don't know anything about them. I was afraid of automobiles and driving. I was almost petrified first time I got behind the wheel until I finally got familiar with how the car felt and accelerating and especially braking and not putting people through the windshield when I braked. And you finally get those things down. And so then it becomes second nature. And instead of a car being a terrifying device, it becomes something that how could I live without it? Well, I think we can make the same argument about the anti-gunners that you've made. They do come in those kind of gut, I'm afraid of it, I don't want anything to do with it, nobody should have anything to do with it kind of person. And the one that has a deeper, darker agenda, and I would submit that the Dianne Feinsteins and the Charlie Schumers of the U.S. Senate and their counterparts in the U.S. House and their counterparts in the media, those are folks that want to have us disarmed because they know enough about history to know that guns have been the instruments of freedom. The Swiss to this day have a saying, a rifle is the emblem of a free man. And while that wasn't known to our 18th century forefathers in America, I'm sure that you would have gotten a hearty amen from any and all of them had you said that. And the probably the loyalists and the British soldiers would have said, yeah, doggone it, that's true. So
yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Exactly, Larry. And, you know, with the anti-Second Amendment radicals, the Dianne Feinsteins, the people that we're talking about here, the scariest part about them is that they understand how to manipulate people. And all the propaganda and all the narrative that they put out there and all the manipulation that they are able to do, it affects people. But I think that's part of their strategy is to create more anti-gun warriors. And by scaring people and making them hate gun owners. See, here's another thing that I noticed that was really crazy to me once I figured it out is that there are two strategies that are used. There's the fear and hate or fear and anger. And what they do is they teach people to be fearful of guns. These anti-gunners are scared. They're scared because they believe that guns are dangerous and unpredictable and all that stuff they've been told.
When the average guy has a gun in his hand, he's going to go loco.
Oh, exactly. They want people to believe that, but they're also teaching people to hate gun owners. So why don't they teach people to fear? First of all, let me just say this. They teach people to fear the gun because it keeps them away from the range. It keeps them away from learning. It keeps them scared enough that they don't want anything to do with it. But why do they teach people to hate gun owners and Gun Owners of America and NRA and organizations? Why do they do that? Because they want the people to stay angry, and they want them to fight. And so keep them fearful of the gun, but make them angry or hateful toward gun owners. That's how you create an anti-gun warrior.
I think to sum up, you put it kind of nicely. I think this is pretty close to a quote from your book. If the antis did not admit that gun restrictions only affect people who obey the laws, they'd have to admit that they have been fighting a war in which every battle, more gun control, more restriction on gun ownership, gets more innocent people killed. And that, as you've kind of said almost just now, that kind of is fuel for their fire. The more dangerous they make the situation, the more they say, oh, we need more gun control. We have to get rid of these irresponsible guns and gun owners. And they can't lose according to the way they analyze the situation.
it's not about saving lives. I think that we've gotten to the point, some of us, the ones who are paying attention, have gotten to the point that we realize for them it's not about saving lives as much as they'll say that. If people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton really wanted to save lives, there would be restrictions on everyone's cars, because some people can drive drunk and, you know, kill people. There'd be restrictions on, I love this one, because more people actually die from falling down than accidental gun deaths, which means, you know, and you got to imagine there's a lot of those that are falling downstairs. So why don't we have mandatory harnesses to walk up the stairs in our house? You know, if they really wanted to save lives, that would do more than gun restrictions. But obviously it's ridiculous. So they don't push something like that, because, and plus it doesn't fit their agenda to prevent people from walking upstairs.
Right. They don't want to irritate those people, even though there might be a logical argument there, at least logic extending from the way they have argued against guns.
Exactly. Theoretically, maybe. Not logical, but exactly.
Exactly. And so that would almost prove how silly they are. So obviously they stay away from some of those things. Of a conversation you had with a woman, he had told you that she didn't want the guy next in line shooting people. And I presume that you might have been. She's just clueless, but her fears of the unknown are what drive her statements and no doubt the policies that she supports.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have some friends who are anti-gunners, I guess, and you know, I'm trying to convert them, but it's a Herculean task. But
well, in fact, I believe you were the one that reported in your book that you can take somebody who's anti, really committed anti, not just sort of disposed that way, but a committed intellectual control freak on the left. You can take them to the range. You can show them all the fears that they articulate. Really aren't don't amount to anything, that gun owners are extremely careful and conscientious people. In fact, it's always the case that people that I encounter at a gun range are extremely considerate. They're helpful if you need help. They're certainly the opposite of reckless. If anything, they're almost phobic.
Some of the most responsible and respectable people I've ever met are gun owners.
I think that's been my experience pretty much without exception. There was one, and I don't know him anymore. Put him away. But, I think the unknown is probably the biggest friend in the arsenal of the debate that the antis have. And sometimes even if you try to take the unknown away from them and make it known, they're so committed to an ideology, they don't want to hear about it. Good Gun, Bad Guy is the book written by Dan Wass. We're going to be back and talk some more behind the lies of the anti-gun radical.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we're talking with Dan Woss, W-O-S. He is the author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, and you can find that on the web at goodgunbadguy.com. He's taken so many of the anti-gun arguments and just held them up to the light of fact and reason, and I think it's very helpful because it was done in a non-confrontational fashion, unless you consider pointing out that somebody's made an error factually and or in their reasoning is confrontational. Of course, we have increasingly a number of snowflakes on our campuses that literally melt as soon as somebody says, I don't agree with that. And they need a safe space.
Well, there are no safe spaces in my book.
Good. No, that, maybe that's why I liked it so much.
But there is one thing, you know, this is all... I guess the basic premise about the book is manipulation. It's mind manipulation. And just to give you a little brief about myself, I was raised in a pro-gun family. My dad had guns. We went target shooting and hunting. And he would build muzzle loaders in the basement. And I was around it my whole childhood. But I eventually went out and started touring in rock bands. I played in rock bands most of my life. And he died when I was in my 20s. And I got somehow caught up in the anti-gun propaganda and all the nonsense and all the lies. So there was a.
Let me just stick in an editorial comment. If I get it right, your dad was an aficionado, but he was not articulating, at least very often, why we have a Second Amendment, namely to keep the government at bay if they decide they want to become tyrannical.
You know, that's a great point. I'm glad you said that, because you actually did. That was perfect. True. And so I didn't necessarily have any of that thought process going on. I just thought back then, you know, well, some people like guns and some people don't. What's the big
exactly?
But what happened was I started getting caught up in all the nonsense, and I started to believe it. And it wasn't until, and that was all based in emotion. It's all based in fear. And what happened was I started to come to my senses and started to see things from a more logical perspective. And once I did, the contrast of the anti-gun argument became so clear and so vivid that I couldn't even consider it anymore. It was what the turning point, the aha moment for me, I call it the aha moment, was when my wife and I were in a situation, and I tell the story in the book. We had a situation in a dark parking lot with this guy coming out of a late-night movie theater, and I realized in that moment, luckily nothing happened, but I didn't know if this guy had a gun, a knife, or what. All I did know is when I got back to the car, I apologized to my wife because I didn't know that I would have been able to protect her, one of the two most important people in my life, in that situation, because I just wouldn't have known what this guy was capable of. I told her I was getting a gun, and everything changed in that moment when I realized that, you know, my responsibility as a man is to protect myself and my family, and if I can't do that, I'm not doing my job. And
let me jump in at that point in your and the development of your thinking, because it may well be that it parallels a friend of mine, Mike Adams, professor at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. Mike started out his professional career as a college professor as a liberal atheist in good standing at the university. And when a couple of friends of his, had gotten murdered, and he had to go by that point in the road probably about 10 times a week, that ate on him. And he finally got a gun. And when he got that gun, he didn't think of it in these terms for quite some time. But in fact, he began to change his thinking. He was no longer depending on 9/11 and the government to take care of him. And that is a very destructive notion for liberal thinking, that if you can't depend on the government for your existence, then what good are they? And that's essentially where he ended up, I don't know, 2-3 years later, after that horrible experience. And without having been quite so dramatic, it sounds a little bit as if you went from being kind of, don't care, you know, that's what Dad did, to being somebody that gets it and sees that we're talking not only about personal self-defense, and that's certainly an immediate daily concern, but in the long run, we're talking about can we keep the government as our servant?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that is, you know, the most important thing. I mean, that's why the Second Amendment was written in there and reminds everyone of that right is to remind the government who they work for.
So I liked one of your terms that for Hillary Clinton you were discussing, and it would seem, and I don't know, she's supposed to be the smartest woman in the country, but whatever, she seems to think that all semi-automatics are full automatics, and obviously they're not, and I think the listeners to the show by and large know that a semi-automatic, you pull the trigger once and all you get is one shot. And the full automatic is where you pull the trigger and you get as many shots as come out while your finger is pulling the trigger. Well, the semi-automatic, I think you devised a really clever nickname that we might have Hillary and her coterie use in the future. I love this. These are extra shooty rifles.
I gotta give Dana Lash some credit on that, because she said something similar that influenced that term. But I thought that was hysterical. But the thing is, Hillary Clinton has been around this conversation long enough to know what the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic is, yet she still chooses to to use the word automatic when we all know that those are virtually non-existent.
Yeah, exactly. I could own one in the state of Virginia, where I live and where Gun Owners of America is located. But I've decided that I just don't have the money to put that many bullets downrange in such
exactly.
a short period of time. And especially with the increased cost in ammunition, I don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
It's bad enough to go boom, 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 you know,
exactly.
and that time to go through a whole box of bullets, I don't think so.
but back to the terminology point, they know how effective that term automatic is when they say
yep.
it. They
yep.
know how influential that is and what imagery that evokes. The spraying of bullets. An automatic weapon, the spraying of bullets. They want you to envision that. And just by saying those words, you can see it. That's the idea. Get people to envision it, and it starts to develop in their subconscious. And it starts to become part of their belief structure.
You know, you brought up a subject that I think is very important. I'm not sure if the antis are going to stick with it or not. But it's a very concerning tactic of theirs that has been identified as or dubbed swatting. And the idea being that you report a dangerous, quote, gun situation or, quote, gun crime, whatever. And the hope is that the cops show up and somebody gets killed. I remember during the concealed carry battle in Virginia, this kind of thing almost happened. And when I get back, I'd like to discuss the open carry debate and how it tried to use a version of this tactic. Talking with Dan Wass, WOS, Good Gun, Bad Guy. And you can find the book at goodgunbadguy.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dan Woss, WOS, good gun, bad guy. He brings up the subject of swatting, and I think even before that term was developed, we saw something like that in Virginia when, golly, now 10, 15 years ago, we had enacted concealed carry, but there was an exception so that any establishment where alcohol was sold, you could not carry a concealed firearm. Well, it happened that in Virginia, open carry had been legal since Moses. You know, nobody can remember if and when it was ever dealt with. Just it was. And the concealed carry advocates began to open carry in places where they really would just as soon have carried concealed, but okay, if that's the way you want it. So they would go into, say, a Borders bookstore, hog on the hip, order their latte and then start browsing. At least once that I'm quite familiar with here in Northern Virginia, and I'm sure there were other places as well, a call went into the cop shop saying that there's a guy with a gun in Borders. And the cops already had enough experience from other locales that they had the good sense to say, yeah, what's he doing? Well, he's reading a book with a latte. Well, okay, if he starts to do anything illegal, give us a call. And that was the end result. But there were some times when the guy open carrying did get challenged and the cops did get brought in. Happily, it wasn't quite as dramatic as a literal swatting episode where somebody has, I guess there's been one or two times when somebody's almost been killed. But the antis, I would say all of this to say, they don't really give a rip about the value of life. They have a policy objective. And if it means a guy with a latte gets shot by a cop, or if in some other situation where they have alleged a gun action and they swat that individual, if you will, They're not going to shed any tears. As far as they're concerned, it's the Lenin, the Vladimir Lenin, first dictator of Russia, idea that you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And too bad for you, open carrier, if your eggs get broken. These are really heartless people.
Yeah, I think you're right. There is definitely a threat of that, where it's really not about saving lives. It's about pushing that agenda. And, you talked about – see, I'm from New York. I live in upstate New York, Saratoga Springs. And we have concealed carry up here. I have an unrestricted concealed carry. I go to visit my friend Jan Morgan in Arkansas, and I'm told I can walk around with this thing on my hip in plain view. And it was interesting. It's always interesting to me because as soon as I do that – even knowing what I know and having the experience that I have, it still feels strange because we know that people may perceive this in a way that, they might not get it. They might be fearful. They might whatever. They might be angry. We don't know. But it's very unusual to put yourself in that new environment. It was great. I loved it. It was a feeling, a sense of freedom. This is the way it should be. But it was still a little bit uncomfortable. So to your point about conceal versus open, I understand that. And to also comment on what you said about people not caring about somebody getting shot because they got a gun on, it's true. They don't necessarily care. They want to see that agenda pushed forward and accomplish what their goals are.
So it's not a very pretty way of thinking, but that I can draw no other conclusion that they're willing to lose a few lives to make their policy objectives. You had an interesting fact that if I had known it, I had forgotten it, that in Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook, the school door had been locked. The school was taking those preventive measures, defensive measures that they could, but once the dirtbag had shot off the lock, and I do know his name, but I prefer that only the devil calls him out, he was in the school and had free rein. The lock was their only defense, and otherwise it was a gun-free zone, save for him. And it's just one of the more horrible examples of gun-free zones. And as I asked Piers Morgan one time on his show, he would rather that those teachers not have a gun. And I asked him, so you're okay then with just piling dead bodies up? Is that right? He didn't
and you know
have what, an answer.
You know what was funny about that interview? I saw that, and I got to commend you on that. You were fantastic. And when he couldn't get around you, what did he do? He started insulting you. He started talking over you. It was so obvious. That's probably why he's not on the air anymore.
He tried doing it with Ted Nugent. He tried doing it with Ben Shapiro and a number of other rather articulate Second Amendment advocates. And, it didn't work.
But you talked about the gun-free zones, and there's a hypocrisy. I hear the argument all the time from anti-gunners that, we all have to do our part to solve this, and I'm going to put this one in quotes, gun violence. But the truth is, pro-gunners, we are doing our part. We're showing up in record numbers to get our concealed carries. We want to protect ourselves and our families. And I ask them, why aren't you doing your part? Because these gun-free zones are just getting people killed. And they double down on that policy. They love that policy, yet they find a way to ignore the fact that killers choose gun-free zones almost 70% of the time. And of the other 30%, a third of where mass killings are done in areas where people can have guns, a third of those are stopped by guys like you and me, good guy with a gun. So the data's there. They can't see it.
Good point that we need to hold these folks accountable who are advocating gun-free zones. Other than pointing out that there's blood on their hands, I'm not sure what else we can. Well, the politicians, we can beat them. We can absolutely go to the polls and send them packing. We're kind of stuck on stupid as a country. We haven't, for instance, Clinton and Bush both were in favor of Fort Hood being a gun-free zone. Even after all the blood that flowed from disarmed people being murdered, it's still a gun-free zone.
And then it happened again. It happened a second time, and yeah. They still support it. And so this just goes to show you that they don't really care about the lives lost unless it's a life lost with a gun, and that way they can push their agenda.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Some crimes are much more serious than other crimes. By the way, I'm glad you discussed Starbucks. They've probably irritated some people, and understandably. But what they have done is kind of walk a tightrope, and they are requesting that people not carry a concealed firearm there. But if that were to have any legal effect, they would have to have a sign up, and they would have to it would have to say no guns. And they haven't done that. So let's give them credit. A lot of their clients are latte sipping liberals, and they've got that we request that you not have a gun sign, which is a lot different from saying we're going to get a cop to try to take you to jail if we see you with a gun. So let's not be too hard on Starbucks, especially if you need a cup of coffee.
Right, exactly. Well, there's always Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, isn't that where the cops drink their coffee? So maybe there's something there.
Right, but they're trying to appeal to both sides because they're business people too. You know, they need to make profits, and which I understand. Hey, I'm a capitalist. I think profit is good. So they need to do that. So they don't want to completely shut out, you know, potentially half of their you know, customers. So I think that's why they did that, because that way they can appease the liberals, and they can also, you know, kind of be easy with their statement.
I think you've nailed that one, and I'm glad we can make that point, because I don't want Starbucks to go out of business until some of their competitors have a lot more stores than they do now, because especially when I'm traveling, I want
well,
that
good cup
of coffee.
Well, you don't want a $10 cup of coffee.
That also, exactly. Good Gun, Bad Guy is the book by Dan Wass, Behind the Lies of the Anti-Gun Radical. Get a copy, folks. Thanks so much, Dan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.